The Kalahu Aran softball team won their third straight national championship on August 14 in Saskatoon, Sask. The Arans, a competitive adult club team, don't play in an official league each season. Rather, they compete in as many tournaments as possible. The athletes' age range is generally 20 to 55 and the roster is made up of players from Calgary and Edmonton, and the surrounding areas. Most of the players have previously played competitive softball in university, or still play at the university level. In Saskatoon, the Arans were determined to defend their national championship title from 2019, as this year's tournament was the first in 2 years because of COVID cancellations. The club automatically earned a spot for this year's nationals because of their 2019 title. To win the championship in August, the team played 11 games over a span of just 5 days. "It was a grind, especially at that level," said Kamil Chernetsky, 31, who pitches and plays first base. The Arans started tournament play on August 10 with a 9-1 victory over the Saskatoon Synergy in the morning, and a 7-2 victory over the QC Équipe du Québec U23 team in the evening. The club's hot start didn't last long, though, as the Arans dropped both of their games on August 11. They lost 7-0 to the host team, the Saskatoon G-Force, and 6-3 to the Carnduff Southeast Steelers from Carnduff, Sask. However, the club wouldn't lose another game, and in fact, they went on to allow only one run over their next 7 games. Indeed, the Arans miraculously completed 6 straight shutouts on their way to the finals. The team crushed the Saskatoon Sabres 15-0 as well as Ontario's Napanee Express 7-0 on August 12. In their lone game on August 13, the Arans beat the Saskatoon Shock 4-0. On August 14, the last day of the championships, the Arans played 4 games in just 10 hours. "I was definitely exhausted by the 4th game. If we had to do a 5th, I don't know how the team would have done," Chernetsky said. Because of some heavy rain the night before, the Arans had to play their last round-robin game on the morning of championship day. They defeated QC Équipe du Québec again by a score of 7-0. In the quarterfinals, the Arans knocked out the Saskatoon Synergy with a 7-0 win, and in the semifinals, the Arans got revenge over the Saskatoon G-Force with a 2-0 victory. In the finals, the Arans were scored on for the first time since August 11, but managed to defeat the Carnduff team 2-1 to capture their third straight title. "Not many teams in Alberta, or anywhere, have won 3 in a row, so it's pretty exciting," Chernetsky said. "I think our defense came together at the right time. Steady contribution, some lights-out pitching performances and world-class defense allowed the Arans to rack up 6 straight shutout victories on their way to the title." Alexis Lucichin, 20, pitched 31.2 of the Arans' 63.2 total tournament innings, and finished with a 1.71 earned run average, 32 strikeouts, and 4 of the team's wins, including 2 of the shutouts. "When I was pitching, I knew I could count on my defense to back me up," Lucichin said on a phone call from the University of Buffalo, where she plays for the university's softball team, the Bulls, and studies exercise science. Lucichin was born and raised in Calgary, and 2022 was her first full summer with the club after she played in a couple of tournaments with the team in 2021. "I'll have this bond with my teammates and this memory with me for a long time," Lucichin said, adding that she hopes to play for the Arans again next summer to try and defend the title. Lucichin was no slouch on offense throughout the tournament either, as she led the team in runs batted in with 9, and hit the team's only home run. Chernetsky led the team in hits with 12 and was tied for the lead in doubles with 3. Chernetsky's 2 pitching appearances were both against the Saskatoon G-Force. In her first appearance, which the G-Force won 7-2, Chernetsky was pulled after 2 innings after the G-Force scored 4 runs on her. In the semifinals, though, Chernetsky went 6.1 innings without giving up a run before Lucichin took over to close out the game. "I think it took us a little bit to get it together, but our defense, by our last day, definitely was on fire," Chernetsky said. "That's for sure." The Arans will look to win their 4th straight national championship in Montreal next August.